Mario De Sanctis served in the Air Force for 30 years and retired as a colonel. During that time, he was an officer in the Air Force Medical Service Corps. He says it gives him a deep appreciation for the veterans he'll be working with at the Tomah VA.
You know, having experienced that myself, I think will help me better relate to them from really a more common ground.
De Sanctis says as the new director, he wants to focus on health care for female veterans. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, women make up about 8% of all vets. But in recent years, more women are enlisting in the military, and they make up 12% of veterans who served in the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. De Sanctis says the Tomah VA does have a women's health center, but he wants to make sure the services are equal to what male vets receive.
We're working on making sure that women do receive the same type and quality of health care. So we're going to need, I think we may need to market that more. That's something I'm going to have to look at and see how are we making our services available to them? How are we reaching out to them? And then if we are we meeting their needs or not?
De Sanctis says, in addition, he wants to make sure he has a strong team of employees at the Tomah VA that can offer care that vets want to receive. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.